not direct this time, but I says I had a paper and he wanted to hear me direct. And that's true, my wife will tell you. Mr. And Mr. was coming behind him, I believe it was his voice, and he give up his resignation, I believe, last year. And so Mr. had me to come over there. And said, let me turn on my recorder. I'd go over there, and if I had to make a talk or write a paper or say a speech, you know, and he put on his recorder. That's true. You just made me think.
It
was a big help to me. He'd have me come over there. Sure. Now, how come him get in touch with me? I worked the little garden there where he lived, you know. They had the two houses for the teacher and the coach, you might say, I think. And he had me, after he found out about me, he come over there, put all his recorder. It just made me think about it. Mm-hmm.
I think it is interesting and it's helpful for the person to put it on.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Lady over there had me to put it on her recorder, Miss. And of course you don't know, she lived right the other side of this door, Miss Ruth Taylor. I told her, and I was working some over there for her. I still work a little each year. And she says, I got to make an address. Sends it next Sunday. Well, yeah. She says, you bring your papers and let me put them on my recorder. And he says, if you don't mind it, you may have something on there that in its place need to be took out and put something else in between those. Well, she did. She had me to come over there about and I stayed there. I'd worked at a place back from, and I went over there about sundown. Kept me there till red dark. She said, I'm gonna carry you home. That was just right over the other side of the door. She said, I'm gonna carry you home. And she lives over there alone. She has other sisters. And so that's what she had put on her recorder, she told me. Mm-hmm. At least she called it recorder.
Yeah.
Her wife was wondering about me. Well, she did have to take out some of what I put in, and then she added some more. And that just made me think about it. I wasn't trying to tell.
Well,
I'm going to go on what you want, but by you changing it.
Really very interesting.
And
I'm glad, as a matter of fact, you know, some people don't like to use a recorder. They're kind of,
uneasy
about it. Mm-hmm. But we've been using this for years, and it's a much better system than
trying
to sit down and try to take notes.
That's right. So that's what she told me that day, and she did. And my wife went with me and my sister up here to about, how far, I think this is halfway to New Orleans, at a little church, to make that address.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell me more then about the sermons? How would they refer to God, Almighty God, Lord God? Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Almighty God, Maker of heaven and earth, Creator of all things. Mm-hmm. He is in the same form that they're going through now, see. But the people, preachers in that day and time, they couldn't express or bring forth the scriptures. They have many more books. But in them times, they did the best they could. But they was expressing the Almighty God, the Maker of heaven and earth, and all things therein, just like they are now. But there's so many things that they couldn't enlighten people in those days that they can. They have books now to enlighten them with. We're living in an enlightened age anyway. You know that. But the people did the best. They were still speaking of the Almighty God, the Maker of heaven and earth.
And when they referred to the devil, what would they say?
Well, let me see. They would speak of, if you don't do thus and so. Let me see, how must I get that? One day, says when you depart from this life, they said that in them times, woe unto you. Said the downward road is crowded with unbelieving souls.